Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Tell you what's trending, the return of Husey. We have a problem tonight on Channel 10, 8:30.
That is right. And a new cast member of Husey, We Have a Problem, joins us this morning, Nazeem Hussain. Hey, mate, how are you?
Good. I'm good, Naz. How are you?
Yeah, I'm so good, dude. Tell me what, because I love this. I love that the problems that you guys solve are both big and small. Like, What world problem is being solved tonight with the cast of thousands that is Husey, We Have a Problem?
Honestly, no problem is too small and petty for the show. So we pretty much speak to anyone and everyone that will speak to us. We spoke to Carol Baskin, so you'll see her tonight. I don't know why she agreed to be on the show, but she's definitely desperate for solutions. And
what's her problem?
Way too frankly,
she's got a lot of problems.
She's got a lot of problems. Someone tried to kill her. That's a bit of a problem.
That's a small problem. Well, I think her problem now
allegedly
will result from allegedly. You're not allowed to make those. I don't agree with that.
I said allegedly.
Yeah, you're right. I think allegedly gets you out of saying all sorts of things.
Anything you want.
But she is, she. I don't know if she really had legal representation with her while she was doing the interview with us, because she just spoke too much. And I don't know if the editors are going to be kind to her, or they're just going to like air the stuff that she said. That, you know,
she's saying some crazy stuff.
She's saying some crazy stuff. And to be honest, most of us were shocked most of the time. But hopefully we solved her problem. And I just have a feeling she's the sort of person that's going to constantly run into problems, in her life.
And media attention.
And media
the two
attention.
Go hand in hand, do
it's
they not?
It sounds like she'll do anything for money, Naz. I mean, she's on Cameo, I know that.
Cameo?
Yeah, you can get her to do Cameo videos from her bedroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From her bedroom?
But from what extra? It looked like it, yeah. But
no,
throwing a couple of extra bucks and who knows. It looks like her bedroom. There's a bed behind her from what I've seen. So looks like she rolls out of bed and does a few Cameo videos. And
clearly her back's against the wall. She's got nowhere else to go. So she ended up on this. Like, if you imagine being that free, you know, like when you've got no, like you're not scared of anything. There's no shame left. You're free. You're truly free psychologically. I think she is living the dream. She's living her dream.
She's living in a dream.
Someone's dream. I can't wait to see it tonight. Hey, speaking of big TV shows, Maz.
This is the thing. Okay. I don't know if you've heard this news, Nazeem, but recently, I don't know if you follow Big Bird on Twitter, at Big Bird. Like, legit Big Bird.
I've always followed Big Bird on Twitter,
From Sesame Street. Here is a tweet from Big Bird. I heard my friends on Twitter were asking about my cousins around the world. It's true. I have a lot of bird cousins in different countries. Here's a little bit about them. And then on Big Bird's Twitter feed, which has blown up, may I just say, Big Bird has posted about Pino, who's a cousin from the Netherlands, who isn't yellow but blue. And then there's Abelardo from Mexico, who is green and red with a pink collar. And it just blew my mind that not all big birds are the same.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you find out your cousin has cousins on their other side. Like, it's like, no one wants to know about that. Just keep that from me. Like, I don't want to know that Big Bird has relatives. We don't care about them. I'm never going to pretend to like them. We didn't grow up with you, so you're just weird to me.
This is the thing. And, like, Garibaldo from Brazil is a creepy-looking character.
This Brazilian Big Bird, like, is the stuff that nightmares are made of. That Garibaldo from
Garibaldo,
Brazil, Big Bird, with respect, looks like he traffics children. Like, it doesn't look like a friendly... This is a children's character that's supposed to make children feel safe. It's horrible.
Look, he is...
Should we have an MA rating?
I would say Big Bird, the yellow Big Bird, freaks me out.
Big Bird.
You take that back.
Mate, seems innocent
offensive
as a kid, but when you get older, just, I don't know, something about that bird.
Big Bird is sweet and lovely and caring.
Is he, though?
Yes.
Is the Big Bird that sweet? Okay.
I don't even know.
I'm distancing myself from you. Gordon, you are cancelled. Twitter, canceled. Do your thing.
Yeah, you be careful what you say about Big Bird, man.
You just went after Big Bird. That's like going after Delta Goodrum in Australia, you know? Yeah. You're not allowed to. Yeah. Otherwise, Delta's fans will go after you. It is a giant bird.
Freaky.
Like, that is the idea of Big Bird is freaking nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
I don't know, It's just weird. Like, oh. If you had a dream and there was a massive bird talking to you, you'd wake up panting. Oh, like, but, you'd have anxiety for weeks.
But a puppet in a can, just in a trash can, that's so normal.
I love, like, Oscar the Grouch.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Great guy. Misunderstood.
The whole series is just an acid trip. It's not right.
A red fluffy toy that loves being tickled. Yep. Not weird. Totally normal.
Cookie Monster, he's the man. Big Bird freak. I don't know. Can't do it.
Got Cookie Monster, he's just like a diabetic and they just keep enabling him.
Yeah, enable.
They shouldn't have these. Yeah, these characters are all, they're all, it's like, it's from the past, guys.
Really
it's not,
is.
It doesn't, it, the whole show should just go.
Look at it as an adult. It really does have some questions, doesn't it?
I watched the documentary. I can't remember what it's on. It might be on Stan, of the guy that's in the Big Bird thing. Crazy story.
I haven't watched it.
Spent his whole life crunched over doing the Big Bird thing.
Big Bird.
Yeah, he's not big inside.
Wow. Well, all those shows like that we grew up, even fairy tales that we grew up on as kids are messed up. Like, just think, you're Sleeping Beauty. Have you thought about that? That is a show, a story about this princess that had a spell put on her so that she'd stay asleep for hundreds of years, like clearly drugged. And then this guy comes up, kisses her without consent. Like, that is, and then we just tell that story. And she wakes up celebrating, not reporting him to the cops. Cancel that. Peter Pan, some guy pretends to be a kid. Oh, I'm a child. I'm a child, officer.
God.
You know, the whole, all of our childhood stories and shows that we watched are just actually horrible under the modern lens of, you know.
Cancel culture is in full swing, my friend.
Everything, except Gandhi and Man.
Thank you.
That's right.
I have a number for a great therapist that I'm more than happy to pass on to you off air.
Don't give me therapy because then I think I'll stop being funny.
Hughesy is your therapist, mate. You've got that going Hughesy's tonight.
That's awesome.
8:30 tonight on Channel 10. Nazeem Hussain, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks,
and congrats
buddy.
On being a permanent member of the show now. We can't wait to see you each week.
There's a big error has been made.
All is forgiven, my friend. Your we'll goal. Keep an eye out for those Delta Big Bird fans. That'll be waiting for us. It's on tonight, 8:30, Channel 10.